So the Heilige Mishnah Vatam Masechtas Bikurim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav, Esrig. The Esrig tree, Shavala Ilan, is compared to general trees, B'shloisha Drachim, in three ways. Only in three ways. Only Yarek, on the other hand, is compared to vegetables. B'derech Echad, in one way. You may remember this Mishnah quoted in Masechtas Kiddushin. Where does this come into Bikurim? The Mishnah is discussing different things. Once we were saying which mitzvahs are similar to other mitzvahs in certain ways, and which ways they're not. So Mimela, in this Mishnah and in the next Mishnah, we're going to have like general topics of where certain classes of things are similar to each other, and in certain ways they're not. So back to our Mishnah. Esrik, the Esrik tree, Shavala Ilan, is compared to other trees, B'shloisha Drachim, in three ways. Liarek, compared to vegetables, B'derech Echad. So before you tell me how Esrik is compared to regular trees, and how an esrog is compared to vegetables. So what's the difference between regular trees and vegetables? Lehalacha. By fruit trees, we go basar chanota. By vegetables, we go basar lakita. Basar chanota means when it grows, basar lakita means when it's picked. An esrog tree, shavala ilan, is compared to regular trees, ba'arla. Let's see when it comes to arla. I can't eat from any fruit tree for the first 3 years. So if an esrog starts to grow during a tree's first 3 years, can't eat it, it's asur bana. What if I pick it in the fourth year? It doesn't make a difference when you pick it. It has to do when it grows. And the same is true for apples and oranges. If it started to grow during the first 3 years of the tree, after the tree was planted, it's arla. Uberavoy, we know that the fourth year. Pears that grow on a tree during the fourth year have to be taken to Yerushalayim, similar to Maaser Sheni. So if an esrog started to grow during a tree's fourth year, in the fourth year after you planted it, then of net revoy, you have to take it to Yerushalayim. What if I picked it in the fifth year? Doesn't make a difference. It grew during the fourth year. Ubishvius, and the same is true, binagei of the halachis of shmita. Shmita means, for one thing, free. Whoever wants to come and take it. Shmita means you're not allowed to destroy it. Now let us sell it. All the halachis of shmita. So if an esrog started to grow during the sixth year, let's say, the sixth year after the last shmita, it's not shmita. If someone comes to take it, you can say, excuse me, that's not yours. What if it's picked during shmita? Doesn't make a difference. It goes after when the esrog grows. And if it grew in the sixth year, it's not a shmita esrog. So in those three ways, Arla, Netar Avay, and Shvius, Esrik is the same as any other tree. It goes after when the peri grows. There's one way. When it comes to an Esrik tree, it has the same din as vegetables. And that is, Shebashas Liki Tasai Isurai. When it comes to Trumas and Maisres, we look to see when it's picked, not when it grows. Lamash, let's say an Esrik starts to grow year number two after the last Shemitah. And I pick it in year number three. It is considered a third year esrog. What difference does it make whether it's a second year esrog or a third year esrog? Well, one major difference would be, during the first and second years after a Shemitah, you give Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. In the third year after Shemitah, you give Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Maaser Ani substitutes Maaser Sheni. So if it's a third year esrog, you would give Maaser Ani and not Maaser Sheni. Because when it comes to maisris, we say an esrog has the same din of vegetables. It doesn't make a difference when it grows, it has to when it's picked. Divei Rebbe Gamliel, as they held Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Eliezer disagrees. Rebbe Eliezer, Oimer, Shavala Ilam Machal Davar. An esrog tree is the same as any other fruit tree in regard to all halachais, including trumasi maisris. So an esrog that starts to grow in year number two, even though it was picked during year number three, is a year number two esrog. And the proper maisris would be maaser rishon and maaser sheni, like anything that grows during year number two, and not maaser rishon, maaser ani. So, chazing over our Mishnah, esrog is shavala ilan to the other halachas of fruits on a tree. Basically, when it comes to fruit trees, we go basar chanata. We count the year that it starts to grow, as opposed to when we pick them. So, even if you would pick a orange, let's say, in year number four, but if it grew in year number three, it's an Erla orange. Same is true for Ravai. If you were Pickett in year number 5, but a grew in year number 4, you have to bring this to Yerushalayim. That's true for fruits, and it's also true for an Esrig. And that way, Esrig is the same. Where Esrig is different is when it comes to Meiser. When you have to know which year it grew when it comes to Meiser, we go after when it's picked, not after when it grew. So the Rishonim explained this differently. There really are a lot of shittas here. But if you have to know something grew during the second year or the third year, when it comes to an Esrig, we look to see when you pick it. If you pick it the third year, it's a third year Esrig, which means that year it's Meiser Rishon Meiser Oni, even though it grew during the second year. And if you picked it, let's say, during the fourth year, it would be Meiser Rishon Meiser Sheni, even though it grew during the third year. When it comes to which year to determine its status in regard to Maestros, Esrik has the same din as vegetables. Goes after when you pick it, not after when it grows. It's like Halt Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Eliezer disagrees. Rebbe Eliezer says that an Esrik is the same as any other fruit in regard to everything, including Maestros. Even to determine which year it is in regard to Maeser, according to Rebbe Eliezer, goes after when it grows and not when after it's picked. Let me ask you something. Why should an Esrig be different than any other fruit? If you take a look here in the Taisus Yom Tov, Rashi explains this in Masechta Sukkah. An Esrig is similar to vegetables. You have to keep watering it. You can't just rely on rainwater. And the rule is something that grows on roiv maim, that means it's enough just with rainwater, you don't have to provide a different water source for it. We go after when it grows. Something, however, that you have to keep watering it, that's called al-kol mayim. You can't just rely on the rainwater. You have to have other water sources as well, which is basically the story with vegetables. Over there we go, basa lakita, when you pick it. Because an esrig needs water, so when it comes to maisris, that's why it would have a different halacha in regard to maiser. A lot of different shittas over here. I just want to tell you one more interesting thing. The Bat Tanura says over here, let's say you have an Esrig, according to Rav Gamliel, that when it comes to Maeser, it goes Basar Lakita. When it comes to Shvias, it goes Basar Chanata. Suppose you have an Esrig that grew in the sixth year and finishes in the seventh year. That's when you pick it. Is it a Shemitah Esrig? No, it does not have the Alachis of Shemitah because it grew in the sixth year. Says the Bat Tanura, Chiddish, but it's Pater on Maeser, because in regard to Maeser, we go after when you pick it, and you picked it during the seventh year. And Shemitah Peri is a Pater on Maeser. So even though we're saying it's not a Shemitah Peri, in regard to the Halachis of Shemitah, it's not Hefker, there's no issue to do business with it, you're allowed to destroy it. But Legabi Maeser, we call it a Shemitah Peri, and we say it's Pater on Maeser. That's a big Chiddush that the Bat Tanura says. And there's a lot of discussion about that in the Yerushalmi and in the Paiskim, but like we said, we're just learning here the tip of the iceberg, and Miyaz HaShem Yisbarach, we hope it'll whet your appetite for so much more eventually.